Ian Hoke, our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. We still never came up with a good name for it other than the other studio.
No, it's the jar.
The jar. I don't like the jar.
Well, you don't have to use it. But, we've been calling it the jar. When you're on vacation and me and Coleman are goofing around in here, we call it the jar.
Well, you can call it the jar. I don't like the jar, so I'm not going to call it the jar.
Come up with your own. What do you think? You think you do better?
Yeah, I do. I mean, we're all
ears.
Okay, well, I might not be able to do it spontaneously here, but I'll think of something. I mean, I'm not just going to do the first thing that pops into my mind.
I mean, we went through several options, and we found that the jar maybe wasn't the best one. It wasn't our favorite, but it was the one that stuck. And you know why?
No, why?
Do you remember the film Enemy of the State with Gene Hackman and Will Smith?
No.
Funny bit of trivia, that's the movie that was on in the background when I lost my virginity. But the reason I mention it is that Gene Hackman's character in that movie lived inside what he called a jar, which was like a secure communications bunker where like the radio waves couldn't penetrate. You couldn't be spied on by the big bad CIA or whoever the villains were in that movie.
Okay. Well,
but it sounded kind of cool. So it's not like a sort of technical bunker space where communications are managed in a thoughtful way.
Well, understanding that, I mean, I don't know how many people know that. I mean, so many people were just getting laid during the movie that they might not have paid attention to the jar.
Well, I saw it a couple
times. But knowing what I know about that in the movie.
It became kind of a habit. We just had to put the movie on every time, you know? Get us in the mood.
Was there a certain position that Gene Hackman was in that put you in the mood? I don't know.
No.
Anyway, doesn't seem like a movie that would be conducive to that. You know, I'm thinking maybe Teddy Pendergrass turn out the lights, you know, something like that might be conducive. That makes a little sense. I'm going to let that be your deal with Coleman.
Okay.
I may think of another name, but in any event, it's the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. You know, I'll never skip an opportunity to dunk on Fox News, which I think is a malevolent force in our society. And I don't mean like the media or like both sides or CNN and MSNBC and Fox News. It's just Fox News. However, I want to start out today talking about a local issue. It's really grinding my gears.
Okay. Love that phrase, grinding gears.
I think it's a Family Guy bit. I have a new least favorite signalized intersection. For many years, the punishment light at the corner of City Park Avenue and Canal Boulevard.
Wait, let me envision this. City Park Avenue and...
And Canal.
And Canal. Park Avenue. City Park, is that, okay, does City Park Avenue run, does it intersect with Marconi at Delgado?
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't know the name of that street. So City Park Avenue.
If you're going up
okay.
City Park Avenue, like past, the park is on your right, then you get to Marconi, Delgado's right there, and you keep going.
Right.
And you'll get to like where the streetcar line is, there's a big bus station there, the Bulldog is there.
Morning call.
The morning calls.
Yeah, it's a Charlie Foxtrot.
That stoplight sucks so bad. And when I lived over by City Park Avenue, I had to go through it, you know, many, many times a week, and I hated it so much. Well, since I moved back downtown, the stoplight at the corner of Canal and North Rampart, I swear to God, the green is set to 5 seconds. You get 5 seconds to get through this intersection. And specifically, if you're on Rampart, headed uptown, you get to Canal Street, I think 1201 Canal.
So
right
look,
there.
At Canal Street, look, that's a wide street to cross.
It's the widest street in America, as a matter of fact.
That's what they say, yeah.
Well, that's what I heard. But that stoplight, I don't know. Somebody go in there and fix it. Just turn the little knob up from 5 seconds to 15 seconds, or whatever the standard amount of time is that should elapse before it goes from green to yellow. It really is insane. In fact, I would like to get in your car with you sometime and take you past that intersection just so you can see what I got to deal with every day.
Well, we could do a video because you'd be in the other seat. We could do a video and a commentary as we go through the intersection.
I could set a stopwatch.
Yeah,
we could say, you know, Oliver Thomas, Helena Moreno, Arthur Hunter, I don't know, whoever's going to be the next mayor of New Orleans, if you promise you're going to fix this stoplight, you got my vote. I don't care about any of your other ideas or your other policies. If you can lengthen the time that the light at the corner of Canal and North Rampart is green, I'm in your corner.
All right.